From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counterterrorism operations following Easter Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the eastern city Lahore that targeted Christians. At least 72 people, including 30 children, were killed, along with 300 others wounded in the blast at a crowded park. Mr. Sharif said he would not allow terrorists to raise their heads again or play with the lives of the people of Pakistan. He said no one can put a dent in our resolve. The Prime Minister visited Lahore Monday, where he chaired a security meeting and saw victims being treated at local hospitals. A spokesman for the breakaway faction of Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for Sunday's bombing, saying it was aimed at Christians. The UN says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is ready to restore the UN mission to the disputed Western Sahara to full operation, ending a weeks-long spat with Morocco. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric Monday said the UN chief's one-time use of the word occupation to describe Rabat's annexation of the former Spanish territory was a regrettable misunderstanding.
Nothing he said or did in the course of that trip was meant to offend or express hostility towards the Kingdom of Morocco, which is a valued member of the United Nations. Second, he has not and will not take sides on the issue of Western Sahara.
Dujarric said Mr. Bond's use of the word occupation was spontaneous, a reaction to the harsh conditions under which people live in Algerian refugee camps. Morocco ordered UN civil employees with the MINURSO mission to leave and closed a military liaison office, insisting Mr. Bond was no longer neutral in the dispute. This is VOA News. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attacks has been released over a lack of evidence. Authorities say they had no justification to keep the man, identified only as Faisal C. Reports suggested he may have been the third individual seen in an airport video alongside two others who blew themselves up at the airport. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked Monday if the U.S. has concerns about the way the investigation is being carried out.
Needless to say, we take quite seriously the responsibility that we have here in the United States to support them in their ongoing investigation. And there have been times, particularly in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, where we have urged our partners and allies in Europe to undertake some critical national security measures more effectively.
The attacks, which took place last Tuesday at the Brussels airport and a subway station, killed at least 35 and wounded hundreds. Turkey and the U.S. Monday agreed a political settlement this year is possible in Cyprus, divided for decades. The statement came during a meeting in Washington between Secretary of State John Kerry and his Turkish counterpart, Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu.
We are hoping to reach a settlement in Cyprus in 2016. Turkish side is ready. Due to the elections in South, it has been slightly slowed down. But after the elections, we are hoping to reach a settlement, and United States is giving its full support to this process, as well as Turkey.
The island has been divided since 1974, when Turkish troops occupied the northern third in response to a Greek-inspired coup. Indonesia's foreign ministry says 10 of its nationals are being held captive in the southern Philippines after their ship was hijacked by Islamist militants. The owner received a ransom demand Saturday from someone claimed to be a member of the al-Qaeda-linked Abu Sayyaf group. An Angolan court Monday jailed 17 youth activists, including a well-known rapper, for rebellion against President José Eduardo dos Santos. They have been sentenced to terms ranging from 2 to 8 years, arrested last June in Luanda after organizing a reading of the book From Dictatorship to Democracy, a book billed as a blueprint for nonviolent resistance to repressive regimes. Egypt's Supreme Judicial Council Monday forced more than 30 judges into retirement for opposing the army's ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Mr. Morsi deposed by then-Army Chief and now President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. U.S. law enforcement authorities Monday said they've been able to access data on the iPhone used by a shooter in last year's San Bernardino, California attacks. The government had dropped legal action to require phone maker Apple to make them unlock the phone. It's seeking the data as part of the investigation into the mass shooting, which left 14 dead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.